It's really easy to prove that you're like an AI program in the natural. Not in the spiritual, but in the natural. Your fingernails grow without you doing anything. Your heart beats without doing anything. Your blood is flowing. You don't, it's automatic. It's automatic. Your digestive system, everything is automatic. The one thing that you can control, though, because even your mind, when you're born, your mind is automatic. You desire to eat. You desire to survive. You have the basic needs that you're trying to meet, you know. But there's one thing that you can control, and they don't want you to know this, because if you know this, you win. Your mind, your thoughts. You can control your own thoughts. You can control your own mind. And they don't want you to know that. Because once you start to control your mind and your own thoughts and not let other people put thoughts in your mind, then you become self-aware. You're no longer controlled by the media, the news, the insanity going on. You become aware. You wake up. The only way you're going to do that, though, is get saved, get born again. When you become aware of your own thoughts and you line them up with Scripture and you wake up, you know, there's people out there try to implant thoughts in your mind. It's for real. You can think, just pay attention. There's people, namely, there's a lot of witches out there doing this. And there are people in your family trying to do it too. Because they want you to go a certain direction. So instead of them just saying, hey, why don't you do this? They're very subtle. The serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field. So there's subtle people out there. They'll say something to provoke you to go a certain way. Because they want you to do their will. It might be that they want to get money off of you, spend more time with you, or whatever it is. They're trying to push you into a direction that they want you to go. And even your thoughts. They're trying to push your thoughts in a direction that they want you to go. If you pay attention, you'll see it. You'll become aware of it. They don't want you to be autonomous. They don't want you to self-rule. They want to rule you. These people are real. And they are sitting in the churches. They're pastors. They want you to do their will. Why? It makes them feel important. That they got somebody to do something they want. They feel empowered. When you bring your thoughts into captivity, you might not be able to control your heartbeat or your blood or your fingernails or you might not be able to control the certain functions in the body, involuntary functions, but you can control your thoughts. But you're gonna have to cut the music off, the TV off, the noise off. And when you get to that point, when you get attacked, you know, the reason a lot of people have a nervous breakdown is because they're not controlling their own thoughts. And the nervous breakdown should tell you why. Okay, so why are you having a nervous breakdown? Because you're in a situation that you got in that you shouldn't have been in, so because you didn't plan ahead. So you could actually pay attention to that nervous breakdown and say, well, why did I approach that? Because this or this or this. So you plan ahead and you avoid it. You do what you got to do to avoid that nervous breakdown. You might need to go to sleep early and get up at 5 so you can get to work on time and you're not wore out and you're not stressed. Whatever it is, they're trying to stress you. They're trying to give you a nervous breakdown. They're trying to take away your peace, for real. And if you have too many people clamoring for your attention or for your time, if you're not careful, you'll end up having a nervous breakdown because you're not doing the self care. You got to take care of yourself before you can help somebody else, right? If you want to love your neighbors yourself, first you got to take care of yourself, you know. And if they don't understand, if somebody says, well, let's go here, let's do this, and you say, no, I can't do it. And if they don't understand that, tell them, I got to take care of myself first before I get all involved in something else. And if they don't understand that, they're abusers. They don't care about you. They're just an abuser, you know. If they don't let you take care of yourself, and everybody's different, everybody has different needs about taking care of themselves. If they don't understand that, they're an abuser because they just want their own way. You got to get away from them. This is real, people. This is a real deal. But when you start to control your own thoughts, you're stepping out of the AI flesh mind into the spirit mind.